Now, live from Studio 550,
this is The McGraw Show
on KTRS.
Every Monday, we check in with our media critic, Dick Weiss, WeissWright.com, a contributor to the STL Beacon, as well as a longtime editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Good morning, Dick Weiss.
Good morning.
Some good news for your former coworkers at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. You like what's going on over there.
Well, not that they're hanging on my every word about their work.
Right.
But I thought they had a great week. It was probably the best week in, since I left the paper.
And clearly.
And that paper looks pretty spiffy. It's looks like it's chock full of news. There are obviously things that were there that aren't there anymore. You know, they gave up a feature section a while back, and the news analysis section, Newswatch, is gone. But working with their limitations, within their limitations, I thought they did really well. The Sunday paper had a terrific piece on home values in the city, which was a must read, and I ate it up, read every word of it. Great stuff. My one complaint, I think they've got to do something about this, is that the funnies. They got a Dr. Donahue column running down the side of that thing, and I do not want to read about irritable bowel syndrome next to my funnies.
Boy, you really do read every part of the newspaper, don't you?
I tell you, I don't think it works. And I think that, that maybe they could sell an ad going down that side, or maybe they could bring Deb Peterson back.
I really like what they're doing. I really think, though, you're burying your stars. Why bury Bill McClellan? He's the best. Yeah. Don't bury him. Don't bury Deb Peterson. If every report and every survey you do says she is one of the most widely read columns in the newspaper, don't bury the gossip columnist. Put him in a more prominent position.
That makes sense. You read Bill's column today. He said he didn't care where he was as long as he's
somewhere
in the paper. As long as they let him write a column, which I don't blame him for.
All right. What is this story about? We talked about it, just touched on it last week, is that they are possibly thinking about wanting to turn newspapers and media outlets into nonprofit groups.
Right. The U.S. Senator Benjamin Cardin, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, is talking about allowing newspapers to operate as tax-exempt nonprofits. In other words, newspapers would not have to pay taxes. And then, of course, if you gave some money to a newspaper, you would be able to write that off on your taxes as well. And there are a lot of people who think this that newspapers have to go the nonprofit model. The St. Louis Beacon, our online journal, is a nonprofit. But interestingly, a lot of journalists think it would be a bad idea because what the government can give, the government can take away, and that can be an intimidating factor, as you know. Public broadcasting kind of was under the assault from conservative elements wanting to take their money away when they felt that
they didn't like what they were saying.
They'd gone over to the left.
Right.
So.
Right. Interesting point. They also would not be allowed to endorse candidates if they were nonprofit.
That's true. They could cover politics just as PBS and NPR does, but you couldn't endorse a candidate, and that's a staple of that's a little bit of Americana to see what your newspaper is going to endorse. But I think USA Today, although it is for profit, they do not endorse candidates, do they?
I don't know. I'm not a big reader of their editorial page.
Some newspapers already are staying away from doing endorsements because they don't want to tick off what readers they have left.
But there's no chance of this ever going through.
I kind of doubt it.
Yeah. But it's an interesting idea.
In France, they subsidize newspapers.
So, really?
Yeah.
Well, here we subsidize everything else.
Yeah.
The Huffington Post, one of the reasons why newspapers are drowning is because of places like the Huffington Post. They have announced, Dick Weiss, that they're creating an investigative arm of the Huffington Post.
Yeah, they have created a nonprofit investigative fund to produce a wide range of investigative journalism. And Arianna Huffington has said that she's going to put $1.75 million into that venture. There's a familiar name attached to that. Nick Penniman is going to be overseeing it. And I've been trying to check this out. There was a Nick Penniman who was a publisher of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch back before the turn of the century, and I believe this is his son because a bio about him said that he did grow up in St. Louis. And so Nick Penniman, I believe it was the fourth, who was the publisher of the Post-Dispatch, was not a particularly liberal guy, but it looks like his son is. So that's coming up. We at in St. Louis are going to have an enterprise journalism fund sponsored by the Press Club, but not to the tune of $1.75 million. It's in the five figures if you count. Or
if you
actually,
count cents.
Actually, it's in the seven figures if you count the cents.
Speaking of the Press Club, that big dinner is Wednesday night, right?
It's Wednesday night, and we're roasting Vicki Newton and Larry Connors on April Fool's Day.
And that's Wednesday at the Chase, is that right?
At the Chase, yes.
Tickets still available?
I think if you call, you go to stlpressclub.org and get the information there, and it may not be too late to get a seat.
Are you the president of the Press Club?
I am the Prexy, yes.
Yes, okay, all right. What's the best story we've never read?
There's a piece in the New York Times, fairly hilarious. You know, the Jewish ceremony, the bar mitzvah and the bat mitzvah, is a coming-of-age ceremony traditionally.
Right.
And there's some women at a synagogue in the Cleveland area who have come of age. They are in their 90s. There are seven of them. I believe there are seven, all above 90, who are having their bat mitzvah. And it's a little story about theirs. You can find the link to that on weisreit.com.
All right. We have a couple more minutes left. Have you been paying attention to what's going on with Glenn Beck on Fox 2 News?
Oh,
his
yes.
numbers are going through
right.
the roof.
And it's scary. It really is. Glenn Beck goes on the air, and he's basically, it's a little bit about fear, isn't it? About what's happening to our country and what we need to do. And,
right.
And I don't know if he's quite come to the point of saying that we need to arm ourselves or lock and load, but it seems to stop just short of that. He weeps.
He's a political evangelist, is the best way to describe it. He's very... he's like, I don't know what he is, a carnival barker, or I don't know what he is, but his numbers are going through the roof. Personally, I'll tell you, and this, I don't mean this as a criticism, this is just the way because I've heard Glenn Beck for years, I guess. I don't understand him. He talks in riddles to me. He talks in such an abstract way that I can't follow his logic. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. I'm just saying I truly don't understand what he says.
Apparently there are a couple of million Americans who are on his wavelength, and we are not.
Yeah. I mean, he's in rarefied air. He might overtake Bill O'Reilly as the number one show on Fox.
And Fox is, of course, way out there in the cable ratings. They're number one. What's interesting is that MSNBC passed, just this month, CNN,
right,
which is more the middle of the road network. So apparently, people who are on that cable news diet like their news slanted and on the fringe.
Yeah. I will tell you this: Fox's ratings since Obama has been in office have skyrocketed over, including Glenn Beck. And I find it interesting because I think conservatives play much better offense than they do defense. In other words, they do a better job
when Republicans are out of power
attacking Obama than defending Bush.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So they do a better job of that.
There's always an audience for that. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah. And, but yeah, Glenn Beck going out of this world. All right. Well, anything new from the Beacon we should know about?
Yeah. There's, in this time of in the recession, there are. The numbers, the unemployment numbers are kind of interesting, and one of them that's interesting is that college graduates, the unemployment rate for college graduates is just 4%. So it behooves people to get an education, and a lot of people are doing that, and there's been a spike in the number of people who are going to get their GEDs now. Of course, you need to have a diploma, high school diploma before you can get a college diploma.
Right.
And there's a story about that in the Beacon.
Say that again. Of all the people who have college degrees, only 4% are unemployed?
Right. That's the national figure, 4% unemployment for college graduates.
Wow.
Much higher for blue collar, much higher for minorities, and
right.
so on. But 4%. That kind of shocked me because right. I'm knowing an increasing number of college graduates. My friends at the Bosa's Batch, I think they have college degrees, and they are out of work.
But I mean, that's not a recent snapshot. That's over the last number of years.
No,
that's today.
It's February. February
really?
Figures. February figures.
So 4%. You know all 4%, yeah, basically
think,
what you're telling me.
I think so, yeah.
Well, if that's never a sign to make sure you stay in college and get a degree.
Really, folks, go out there and get that degree and you know, it's I'm self-employed. Does that make me unemployed?
No, if you're self-employed.
By the way, it's not true. I want to quell a rumor that President Obama asked me to step down as head of Weisright LLC.
He has not,
no, he
as
has
of
not.
Yet.
No, he's, okay, he's gone for Rick Wagner, but not me yet.
It only counts if you're self-employed because no one else will hire you.
Right. So, and you know you can't get unemployment?
If you're self-employed.
If you're self-employed?
Really?
Yeah. Huh. At least in one state.
Well, yeah, but why often would you fire yourself?
It's true. Then I'd have to pay. I think you have to pay into that fund, don't you, for your own?
That's true. Weisright.com, Weisright.com, or stlbeacon.org. Dick, have a good week. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks.
All right, 848 here on the Big 550 KTR.